This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, as always. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. If you want, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Otherwise, we'll talk about Donald Trump and cannabis legalization. Big news hit while we were out, Mark. We just got back from New York City.
That's right.
Where we went to the Talkers Conference for our 13th year at Talkers Magazine. For those unfamiliar, it's the key industry by publication. Is that the? Can you say publication if it's on the internet? I guess so, right? It doesn't have to be a,
it's published on the internet. Right?
Yeah. So it used to have a print magazine, and for many years, and they finally ended that. What, like 6 years ago or something? It's been a while since it's been without an actual print magazine. But anyway, we've been a supporter of Talkers for a long time, and they've been very nice to Free Talk Live as well, announcing us as the 27th most so-called most important talk show in America in their 2018. So Heavy 100 is what they put out every single year. So we're now number 27 on that list, having moved up for 10 years now in a row, starting at number 97. Way back when. And so we attended this year, just got back from Manhattan late last night. So it's good to be back. Good to be back behind the microphones, taking your calls about what you want. Here are the numbers. It's 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you as well at discord.lrn.fm. So one of the headlines I saw, and I know they had it in prep for last night on the Friday night show, but they didn't get to it.
Lucky for us.
Yeah, because, you know, there was a lot. It's about Donald Trump and his ostensible support for decriminalization, legalization, having the federal government leave the states that have done some of those things alone. And there's been all this fear ever since Donald Trump's been elected about Jeff Sessions, who is not a good guy, but, you know, these fear-mongering articles out there that the decriminalization is done for. Trump's going to crack down. And then, you know, there's all this fear-mongering stuff that's been going on, but it looks like that's not what's happening at all.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. As a matter of fact, when we were talkers, the advice from the people who give advice to talk show hosts is, always talk about Trump. You've got to talk about Trump constantly. We almost never talk about Trump.
There was literally a guy, and, you know, I've got a lot of respect for him. I won't say his name just because I think it was silly, who got on stage and literally said what you were talking about. He had a PowerPoint presentation. Yeah. Put together about how your ratings will shoot up if all you ever talk about is Donald Trump.
There was one guy that was on the stage that said he was channeling Donald Trump as though
our competitor,
right, as though he could do that. You know, either way, it was all very,
you know,
very funny.
It was entertaining. Yeah. I agree with you.
Well, whatever the case may be.
And yes, we are talking about Trump because this is a perfect Trump Free Talk Live story. Because we've talked about the war on drugs forever here on Free Talk Live. It's one of my pet issues. Is ending prohibition generally, and specifically ending drug prohibition, because it's the most pernicious, the most pervasive, the worst kind, the most invasive, one of the most invasive types of prohibitions that we have in the United States. So the good news from Leafly.com, where a bipartisan group of senators and representatives has introduced a historic bill, and this happened at the end of the week, that could change cannabis legalization landscape across the United States. It's a move that's been anticipated for weeks. A bipartisan group, Cory Gardner, Elizabeth Warren, several others, and they introduced the Strengthening the 10th Amendment Entrusting States Act, which, shortened as an acronym, stands for States Act, on Capitol Hill this week. The measure would exempt state legal marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act.
Hmm.
So, what is the Controlled Substances Act?
I don't know. Is that, you know, it's obviously the drugs that are illegal.
I believe it came about in the early 70s or late 60s. I forget exactly when, but somewhere in that time frame, when the war on drugs really got going, when it became the war on drugs, basically. Because it, you know, marijuana was prohibited back in the 1930s, but the real war on drugs came much later.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was when
they created... They didn't have DEA agents running around in the 40s.
Correct. This was when they created the schedules for drugs in the United States. And there's Schedule 1, there's Schedule 2, there's Schedule 3, and I forget how far down it goes. I think it's a couple more after that. But the Schedule 1 drugs are supposedly the drugs that have no medical or medicinal use. No recognized medicinal use.
Well, that's what they say.
That's what they claim.
They're the most illegal drugs.
Correct.
Interestingly, cocaine...
Is two, right?
Yeah, schedule one.
No, I believe cocaine is schedule... Oh, right, you said it's not schedule one. I believe it is schedule two. I believe methamphetamine is schedule two. And so anyway, cannabis is up there at schedule one. Heroin is up there at schedule one, which, of course, is ridiculous. Because, yes, heroin can be destructive to people when they're addicted to it.
It's sold.
But it's a medical product.
I mean, it used to be for sale on the shelves in America.
Right.
I mean,
a 10-year-old could go down to the local corner drugstore and walk in or walk out and pay like 10 cents or whatever it was for an entire bottle full of, like, heroin.
The interesting thing is the conservatives out there that love to harken back to when, you know, when this country was great or whatever it might be. This country was built by people who had legal access to opiates.
Right.
Okay? I mean, like, you know.
Sure was.
As a matter of fact, much of the decline of this country came around with the start of the drug wars and these sorts of things. So, you know, maybe if you're a conservative, maybe if you want America to be great again, maybe you should abandon this drug war idea.
Indeed. And our toll-free number here, if you want to comment, certainly you're welcome to at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So what this will allow states to do is to legalize and regulate cannabis or keep it illegal as they see fit. And so there again, I like the name of it, 10th Amendment Entrusting States Act, meaning, you know, they're focusing on this idea of the 10th Amendment, which in theory was supposed to allow this sort of variety of options in the states. Like, whatever the government doesn't, federal government isn't involved in is left to the states, right?
According to the Constitution, the best thing, the things that the federal government are supposed to do is, like, maintain a navy.
A post office.
You know, raise an army.
Stupid.
Post roads, actually, not post office. So
they figured they needed to put offices on those roads.
Offices need to be on the roads, right? You know, make coin and regulate money. Really not much else. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head else.
Regulate sort of disputes between the states.
Yeah,
right.
So, right. You know, maintain interstate commerce. It really should be a very small organization. It doesn't need all the alphabet soup agencies that it has out there. I could concede that an intelligence organization made sense for the federal government in a world where we need a federal government. I think that, in fact, the federal government could probably be supplanted by just contracts between the states that say that we don't need to, you know, get involved in that stuff, and then maybe, you know, just be an organization that handles the military.
So the Senator Cory Gardner is the one that's heading up this bill. He's a Republican from Colorado. He emphasized that the act would not mandate full nationwide legalization. Rather, it would allow each state to legalize or prohibit cannabis on its own. If a state chooses to do nothing, cannabis would remain federally illegal within that state's border. So, you know, that's not good. They should end federal prohibition. That wouldn't have any effect on whether or not the states could or wouldn't prohibit those things.
But well, the politicians doing
right
politician-y
direction.
Things.
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction, a big step in the right direction. Because then in the states that legalize, federal prohibitions would not apply. And I can tell you this, Mark, I having gone to many of these hearings in the state of New Hampshire, the so-called live free or die state, regarding cannabis decriminalization or legalization, probably the number one objection, it's not that marijuana might cause hair to grow on your palms or some you know, mythological claim that somebody might have made in the past during Reefer Madness. The number one objection these days is, well, it's still illegal federally, and so therefore we're afraid of the federal government, and so therefore we're not going to even touch cannabis. Not
states
going to
across the United States have legalized it. Very few problems have occurred as a result.
Yeah.
New Hampshire itself, geographically, is surrounded by states that have decriminalized marijuana.
No doubt. And New Hampshire did do a minor cannabis decriminalization recently. But I'm just telling you what the politicians say as their excuse. I mean, it's a cowardly excuse, right? The fear that the federal government might do something, and I can understand the fear. The federal government is a scary organization. They are, you know, typically hurting peaceful people all around the United States and around the globe. So I get that. But ultimately, it is this is going to be something that will eliminate that objection entirely from the repertoire of objections that these state reps have. It's just going to be off the table.
There you go.
If this goes through. So we'll tell you what Donald Trump allegedly said about it. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome here. 855-450 Free Like Freedom on the war on drugs, the war on cannabis, any prohibition, or whatever you want to talk about. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important, and Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. A little bit of good news. It's nice to get some good news out of a horrible place like Washington, D.C. But every now and then it does happen, and we like to bring it to you. Tina and Mark in the studio here tonight. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, the Blink home security system, you're pretty satisfied with it?
Oh, yes, very much so.
We've been promoting Blink for a little while here, and it's a great product, and it's very affordable. What it does is it's a wireless home security system that you can get over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get 15% off at that URL. But it's delivered to you. You unbox it, pop the batteries in, and then you put the cameras wherever you want them around your house and set it up on your favorite Wi-Fi device, your phone, your tablet, and you're done.
Just like that.
Just like within moments, you're literally done with this thing.
And you've got a full security system in your house. It comes on motion sensitive, or you can just tune in, you know, sort of look at what's going on at the house.
Sure, anytime you want.
Or the office, small office, I think.
Yep.
That kind of thing. And, yeah, it's great.
Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Again, you'll save 15% off what is already a very affordable system at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live.
I actually helped a friend of mine get this put into friends of mine, put this in their home. Mm-hmm. And she was over visiting my wife, and he was over visiting me today. And she thanked me for the help that I gave and said that it's just been great for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
She checked it while she was there. Apparently, she wanted her daughter to put the dog out, and because of the
checking
way the,
up on her.
Yeah, because the where the camera was put, she could know whether or not the dog had been let out.
So, yeah, once again, that's blinkprotect.com/FTLs. We continue here with news about the so-called STATES Act. It stands for Strengthening the 10th Amendment in Trusting States Act on Capitol Hill was introduced this week, according to Leafly.com. The head of this is Senator Cory Gardner, but he's teamed up with a bipartisan group, and they're putting this thing forward. In fact, Trump even commented, we'll get to those comments here, in the joint press conference. Senator Gardner emphasized that the act would not mandate full nationwide legalization. It would simply allow each state to legalize or prohibit cannabis on its own. And ultimately, that's what the federal government, if it's going to exist, and I don't think it should, but people believe in it and it's there, as long as those people are around, they should be allowing the states to make these decisions for themselves. That was the original kind of vision behind the idea of the union, was that states would be able to make different choices and thereby attract different populations and try different things. And so Gardner said, quote, this is an approach that allows the states to move forward. If a state like Oklahoma, Kansas, or Nebraska chooses to do this, or chooses for themselves not to do this, then they don't have to. The federal law remains the same. Nothing changes for them. But those states like Massachusetts and Colorado, this is the opportunity our founders intended to allow states to be those laboratories of democracy.
And now, the states that haven't legalized marijuana are often pretty grumpy about the ones that have.
Why?
They say the things like they say, like Massachusetts says about New Hampshire. All of our gun problems are coming from New Hampshire.
Okay.
Now, the funny thing about this is, New York will say the same thing. The funny thing about this is New Hampshire doesn't have a gun violence problem.
Sure doesn't.
It's interesting that the places that have basically outlawed guns are the ones that have the problems.
Yeah, and New Hampshire is essentially closely tied with Vermont, basically, for the two safest states. And New Hampshire, I believe, slightly beats Vermont, if I recall correctly, on murders per 100,000, and it's very, very low.
Yeah, but it's you know, been that way for some time.
So here's a few outlines of what this does, according to Leafly.com, in the States Act. It amends the Controlled Substances Act, the CSA, so that as long as states and tribes, Indian tribes also mentioned here, comply with a few basic protections, its provisions no longer apply to any person acting in compliance with state or tribal laws relating to marijuana activities. So if you're obeying the state guidelines, the state demands about marijuana legalization, so if you got your license and all that stuff, they're saying the federal government's going to leave you alone. If this passes, the act states that compliant transactions.
Federal government could just get rid of its laws surrounding marijuana entirely.
They could.
And leave it to states to figure this
out. They're not going to let go of control, as you pointed out earlier.
They don't like to let go of control. Just to point it out, the federal government has almost no control over things like murder. But right. States handle that.
That's true. The act states that that compliant transactions are not trafficking and do not result in proceeds of an unlawful transaction. This would go a long way towards ending the difficulties cannabis companies have in obtaining banking services.
Yep, that's the issue.
That would be very interesting because one of the questions that they will ask you sometimes at banks and credit unions is, do you have any involvement with or intend to have any involvement with the marijuana industry.
Yeah.
And if you say yes to that question, you're denied.
Yeah, they're not going to do business with it.
And that's because they're afraid. It's not because they don't want your money. They do, you know, but they don't want the federal regulators up there, you know where.
Yeah.
Going on here, the measure removes industrial hemp from the list of controlled substances under the CSA. So it sounds like, and again, I haven't read through the whole thing. It is 6 pages, so it's actually a readable piece of legislation. If you consider,
as far as size goes.
If you consider legislation readable, it's still hard because they reference, you know, parts of code and they say replace this with that and it would take some decoding. But anyway, removing industrial hemp from the list of controlled substances, which is a huge step, the following federal criminal positions under or provisions under the CSA continue to apply. It does prohibit endangering human life while manufacturing marijuana and prohibits the employment of persons under the age of 18 in drug operations. So you can't have any 17-year-olds clipping your buds off your plants and packaging them for sale. But I wonder if that's exempted for families. Because isn't there like a rule that says that you can have underage workers, basically, if they're your family members?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
There is, Mark. I'm
yes,
pretty
there
sure
is.
Of this because there's
yes.
a there's a restaurant out where you are somewhere in the area that has like very young workers working at it that probably would be prohibited if they were hiring somebody. But apparently, it's like some big family, and so they're able to have their kids work in there,
right?
And collecting tips and everything. So the act does prohibit the distribution of marijuana at transportation safety facilities such as rest areas or truck stops. The measure prohibits the distribution or sale of marijuana to persons under the age of 21 other than for medical purposes. So that's unfortunate that they're not going to allow people who are under the age of 21 and, you know, older than 18, for instance, to purchase under this particular scheme. But regardless, it is a huge step in the right direction if this thing passes.
Right. I mean, you know, these things should be left to states, but the federal government likes to be involved and likes to hand down rules. And I guess these are better rules than they had before, so I'll be happy about it.
Trump, according to Yahoo.com and the Associated Press, said he's inclined to support the bipartisan effort in Congress to ease the U.S. ban on marijuana. Trump said, quote, "I support Senator Gardner. I know exactly what he's doing. We're looking at it. But I will probably end up supporting that, yes." So probably, not a definite,
well,
but sounding pretty good.
You never know how things are going to end up. It's written one way, and it comes out another way.
Let's go to Bob. He's in, that's true, in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. And it has just been introduced, so it could be changed. Right. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Real quick.
Yes, sir.
I want somebody to explain to me, somebody, why alcohol is legal. There's no purpose for it, no medical purpose. It destroys thousands of lives every year.
Yeah, people, let's talk about that. If you can, hang on, Bob. I'd like to bring you back for that conversation. Why is alcohol legal? There's a really good answer to that coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us. You want to talk prohibition? It's a great topic. Trump sounds like he's on board with some serious reform of the cannabis laws nationally. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is warning nations not to retaliate against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president told world leaders at the G7 meeting in Quebec that historically, trade deals did not favor the U.S.
Because of the fact that the United States leaders of the past didn't do a good job on trade, and again, I'm not blaming countries, I'm blaming our people. that represented our past. It's going to change. It's going to change. I mean, it's not a question of I hope it changes. It's going to change 100%.
President Trump is now preparing for his meeting in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He says he believes the meeting will go very well and that Kim Jong-un will do the right thing for his people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about prohibition, specifically the prohibition on cannabis, where we're possibly going to see this year with the newly introduced so-called States Act, a significant rollback of federal prohibition of cannabis, where the federal government, if this passes, and Trump has indicated he intends to support this, I'm sure much to the chagrin of many of his haters who've been trying to have this narrative that Trump's going to crack down on cannabis. Trump says he's going to support this, which would mean that if this passes, the federal government will back away and have a policy specifically letting states know, if you legalize cannabis, we're going to leave you alone. That's the short version of this. We're going to continue here in moments. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited-time offer to our listeners here on Free Talk Live for Father's Day. At 78% off, this is a really amazing deal. 78%, not quite 80, there's not more than 75. Go to omahasteaks.com, type FTL into the search bar, and you can get this Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes a whole bunch of stuff. Two filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks, two boneless pork chops, four all beef steak burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steak fries, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus you get four more grill-ready Omaha Steak burgers free with the purchase. You've got to use coupon code FTL in order to get this deal. Again, it's a limited-time package for $49 when you go to omahasteaks.com. It's a lot of food for $50.
I'd like to include that you get some dry ice.
Oh, that's
well.
Also fun, yeah. So that's fun.
Wear gloves.
Add Father's Day package to your cart after you type in FTL at the search bar. Don't wait. The offer ends soon. OmahaSteaks.com. Type FTL into the search bar. Grab your dad and fire up the grill.
Well, you're a dad.
I am.
And we've had the Omaha Steaks here before.
Yeah, we've got them here. I didn't wait for Father's Day for it, though.
No.
I went ahead and enjoyed them.
But you can, because they're frozen, so you just pop them out whenever you want.
Not a problem.
Which is nice. All right, so...
Those fillets are really great.
That's code FTL at omahasteaks.com to get the deal.
Right.
Let's go back to Bob. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Bob, your question was, why is alcohol legal in the sort of conversation that we're having about cannabis, rolling back the decriminalizing or legalizing it? Why is alcohol legal? You started to cite all the terrible things that alcohol does, right?
Yeah, I drink alcohol every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't understand why marijuana is illegal when it's harmless. You can't overdose on it. There's nothing wrong with it. There's
so
medical purposes for it. There's no purpose for alcohol.
So the answer to the question is the reason why alcohol is legal is because prohibition doesn't work. They tried that, and they're trying prohibition again with drugs. And so even though alcohol may be, you know, damaging to people if they use it in excess, as many things are damaging to people if used in excess, we learned that you need to persuade people. You need to give them reasons to stop. You need to offer them help with stopping when they're ready. You know, you can be there for them on those things. But if you make something illegal, what happens is it goes underground. It becomes an underground product. It becomes more dangerous to manufacture and distribute. It becomes potentially a more dangerous product to use, as we've seen with, you know, bathtub gin or whatever these, you know, very dangerous forms of alcohol were during alcohol prohibition that only came about because they were being manufactured in the underground marketplace. And the same thing's true with drug prohibition today, whether it be methamphetamine being manufactured in somebody's back kitchen or shack and then blowing up the house because they're, you know, not operating in controlled conditions, or whatever. You know, it's prohibition that leads to all these horrors. And it's true of alcohol prohibition, and it is true today with current drug prohibition. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you. I understand. I knew that, but I want you to explain that to everybody and get through your thick skull.
Thanks, Bob, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know, it's nice that it seems like the times are changing finally.
Remember when we used to go on the air and people would say, oh, you got to keep marijuana illegal, you know, reasons, right?
Yeah.
Jesus, laziness.
Did somebody ever say Jesus didn't like marijuana?
They'd say that.
They'd
talk about religious reasons. They wouldn't say specifically Jesus didn't like marijuana, but they would, you know, religious reasons and all kinds of things.
They did suggest at one time that it was Satan who put, I don't know if it was on the air they said this, but, you know, in the past in marijuana prohibition.
Oh, I think it's been said on the air because the notion, first off, you're theologically, you are messed up if you believe that Satan can create. Satan is a created being, all right?
He was one of the angels.
Right. If you take this story as the story is presented and Satan doesn't have the ability to create. Presumably, Satan doesn't have the ability to whisper in your mind either. But whatever, those are all beside the point. God would have had to. God created all the other plants. Satan created. Satan couldn't create a plant. Sorry.
Good point. As we continue here, let's go to Larry. He's in Indianapolis as well, listening to WIBC. Hello, Larry.
You know what Jerry Falwell always used to say? He used to say that you don't have to take the cap off of a sewer that knows what goes on down there and know it's going to be stinking. So this thing with the marijuana, I think it may have something to do with colored people. But
what do you mean?
They prohibited first because the colored people was getting some kind of enjoyment out of it, and they felt that was too much. So maybe they want to regulate it and get it out of their hands. So it just turned into a situation where they don't want to go back on it. And you guys act like you trust local government.
Oh, no, I don't trust them at all.
Well, see, you're talking about this legislation. You've not read the whole thing. You don't know what the...
I'm most of the way through it, though. It's only 6 pages long. I just pulled it up a moment ago.
But we don't know the end legislation is going to look like.
That's true. We don't.
It may take away prohibitions on states for other more despotic things to do to their citizens.
What do you mean by that? When you say it might take away prohibitions on things for other states to do, can you give me an example?
Here's an example. We have a HIP here in the state of Indiana, right?
A what?
Now, Kentucky, this health program called HIP, it helps people that are down on their luck, and maybe they are sick, okay? So what this legislation does, and it worked together with the federal government, and the state government work together under Governor Pence to waive those HIP requirements. So when they get the block grant money, right, the state of Indiana, they can just deposit it in the general fund and do whatever they want to. But the sad kick on this is, and we discussed it in our meeting this morning, they're going to put people off of the HIP program that really need their services, right? They're going to put them off and make them go and apply for jobs.
So that doesn't have anything to do with the, the prohibition of cannabis, but it's an interesting issue that that you're bringing up, which is to say that, you know,
when
should
you rely on the government can,
they can take it away from you,
turn on you.
Yeah, so you can't trust the government as far as you can throw them, Larry, and I thank you for the call tonight. And that includes the local governments, it includes the state governments, and certainly includes the federal government. I mean, in, if anything, at the very least, the local government, you can go and talk to most of them. In a lot of cases.
Yeah, you can go be ignored in person.
They'll ignore you, sure. I mean, we saw a ridiculous video out of New Jersey recently showing John Stossel being ignored by these people in a city council meeting. So, yes, certainly. But there,
what,
the
nice thing about having to giving more autonomy to local governments and less homogeny to the federal government is that governments will compete against each other for more business and citizenry, you know, a tax base, you know, these sorts of things. They're going to compete. Because that's how the market works. That's how the world works. So presumably, some will offer services that are better and more to your liking, and some will offer fewer. When it comes to relying on governments to take care of you, you're generally going to be disappointed.
You're going to be, yeah.
Because you know, whenever entitlements put in place, it's always going to be administered poorly, and the people who need it the most are the ones who are going to get it the least. The people who are most adept at getting it are the ones that are going to get it.
Look at the horror stories from the VA, right? The Veterans Administration, where there's just been so many over time of all these horror stories of people getting bad treatment, misdiagnosed. Obviously, mistakes happen in the marketplace, but they seem to happen a lot more often in centralized bureaucracy where they just don't have the same customer service incentives because they're guaranteed to get paid. So if you want to help people, and I think it's great to help people, do it consensually. Let's end government forced wealth redistribution and welfare, and of course end prohibition as well. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders, and they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username, lrn.fm. The Discord on-air call-in line room is also available for you over at our Discord server. What is our Discord server, Mark?
Well, it's a website that allows you to chat with other listeners, and there's also a voice chat option. You can call in through Discord. It's just a better chatting option than the other things out there. I think
best one I've seen.
Yeah, we've got hundreds of people on there that are registered, and generally hundreds of people logged in at any given time.
Usually around 100, I'd say 80 to 100.
All right, dozens, logged in. Fine. Check it out at discord.freetalklive.com.
That's right, and there's also an app that you can use. So you mentioned it's a website. That's true. You can use it through the web, but there's also an app for whatever device you've got. Which makes it really easy. So head over.
Sure, you have a Free Talk Live chat room around in your pocket.
Yep. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. So we continue here. We're going to go to Skype, where Gary is on the line. Hello, Gary.
Hi there.
Hey there.
I just want to read you a couple of quotes I'm reading from a book here. Somebody's done some wonderful research on marijuana.
Sure. Where are you calling from, by the way?
It says, China.
All right, great.
I'm home in about a week and a half, 2 weeks now. So,
cool.
Anyway, it says, some of my finest hours have been spent on my back veranda smoking hemp and observing as far as my eye can see. That was Thomas Jefferson.
Mm.
And the other one here is by Terrence McKenna. I don't know who that person is, but it says, if the words of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness don't include the right to experiment with your own consciousness, then the Declaration of Independence isn't worth the hemp it is written on.
That's those pretty, are good quotes. Pretty spot on.
I can't say that I found marijuana to be the greatest thing in my life or whatever, but that doesn't mean that other people should be thrown in jail because they choose to use it. I think that that's really where people,
not only that, they shouldn't be thrown into forced treatment either. Because that's, for some people, that's the other answer is, if we don't put them in jail, we got to put them into treatment because they've got a problem.
You need to handle them exactly the same way that you handle nicotine addicts, alcohol abusers. These are just marijuana addicts and not marijuana users. You know, alcohol users and marijuana users should be used treated the same way.
Right, and that's an important distinction to make because the typical prohibitionist will not make the distinction between a user and an abuser.
Right.
They just go ahead and treat everybody as though they've got a problem. And the reality is, whether it's cannabis or alcohol or many other types of so-called controlled substances, there are people who are users, meaning they use it responsibly. They use it, for instance, when they get home from work, taking it easy in their luxury time. And then there are people who use it addictively, and they, you know, don't show up at work as a result of that. And
that's a problem.
Jobs. Anything else you want to share tonight, Gary?
Well, I was just going to say, since you mentioned that, was that when I was back in the Navy, and I'd been in the Army before that, in the Army, we had guys coming home from Vietnam and then came to Germany to units, and they were addicted. Obviously, they had problems. But when I joined the Navy, they introduced those test kits because the Chief of Naval Operations didn't like the Washington Post article of a sailor with a picture saying, join the Navy and ride the high seas, and a sailor with a reefer in his mouth. So they introduced those test kits, and they threw a lot of people out of the Navy. Hmm. And some were senior officers and senior enlisted, and they found out that some of those test kits were faulty, and they had to reinstate them, apologize, give them back pay. And it was a waste of a lot of taxpayer money and embarrassment for a lot of people. And I just kind of feel that, you know, I'm glad that some of these ideas are changing, although if a person's going to use marijuana, they need to do it responsibly, just like anything else, you know.
Indeed. Thank you, Gary, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The good news about cannabis is it really is a tough drug to abuse. I mean, there are certainly people who use it heavily, but many of those people still hold down jobs, right? Like, if you're a heavy heroin user, you're probably not leaving your bed.
If you're a heavy alcohol user, you're going to be a mess.
Yeah.
And alcohol is completely legal.
It's true. In fact,
darnly legal, I guess I should say.
Well, sure, sure. And of course, you know, I'm in favor of ending prohibition entirely, which means
I'm in favor of getting rid of the alcohol distributor system that we have and allowing Americans to buy and sell alcohol as they wish.
Let them manufacture it, too, while they're at it.
I don't recommend the use of any of these particular products unless it's under the supervision of a doctor for the, you know, medical purposes. However,
you mean alcohol, too?
Yeah, fine. Alcohol is used in tinctures and these sorts of things. Use it if that's what you think. As far as
drink.
I mean, do.
You might even have a beer tonight when you go home.
You're asking me whether I recommend. I'm telling you whether I recommend
do
it.
Do as I say, not as I do.
I'm only giving a recommendation. You know, and my recommendation is don't consume alcohol, particularly.
Yeah.
They say that it'll help you live longer.
What does it really do for you?
I don't think that the studies are even true for that.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone back to it.
Pills.
I've gone away from it and gone back to it multiple times in my life, just depending on, you know, my mood, basically.
Sure.
And sometimes I can go, you know, I've gone for as long as a year, multiple years, actually, without drinking before.
Same here.
And I got to say, you know, it doesn't really make life better, in my experience.
Marijuana make life better?
Yes, it absolutely has. Cannabis has been one of the most important things in my life from top to bottom, I'll tell you that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. Mark, you would not be sitting here right now if it weren't for that wonderful plant. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we continue to hear the news about Donald Trump backing, he's saying he's going to support this thing, probably. Because, again, the final version of it hasn't been produced, but they've introduced the States Act, strengthening the 10th Amendment, entrusting states. It was introduced this week by a bipartisan group, and the short version is it's going to allow state governments to actually have their own policy about cannabis, meaning if they've legalized it, as long as the people who are in the legal system are following the state's rules, the federal government's going to leave it alone, which is one of the main objections state governments have had so far to legalizing is they're afraid of what the federal government might do. And there's even provisions apparently that might result in banks being willing to actually open accounts for marijuana facilities, marijuana growers, and that kind of thing.
That's been a huge issue.
Whereas right now, dealing with cash that these places get, dealing with payments, has been very, very difficult in the legal states because the banks are just not cooperating for fear of the federal government. According to the story at Leafly.com, it's a bill that some political observers inside and outside of the D.C. Beltway believe has a real chance of gaining some traction on Capitol Hill and perhaps even becoming law, and that's because the measure was born in part from the deal that Senator Gardner cut with the Trump administration earlier this year. After Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded the Cole Memorandum, which was an Obama-era Department of Justice memo that created a federal policy of non-interference in cannabis legal states, Gardner responded with fury and action. Gardner, who represents the nation's first state to legalize adult-use cannabis, which is Colorado, retaliated by blocking Justice Department nominees until he reportedly received assurances from President Trump that the president would support legislation to protect each state's right to regulate cannabis without federal interference. And so this is what came out of that. That is the States Act quote from Senator Gardner. In 2012, Coloradans legalized marijuana at the ballot box, and the state created an apparatus to regulate the legal marijuana industry. But because of the one-size-fits-all federal prohibition, state decisions like this put Colorado and other states at odds with the federal government. The federal government is closing its eyes and plugging its ears while 46 states have acted. The Bipartisan States Act fixes this problem once and for all by taking a states' rights approach to the legal marijuana question.
46 states have acted on marijuana.
In some way, whether it's medical or whatever. Or minor decrim.
What are the four that haven't?
You'll have to check. I bet you NORML, N-O-R-M-L, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, they probably have a handy graphical map that would show you the answer to that question. It would be interesting to kind of take a shot at that and say, Utah, Idaho.
Utah, Idaho, I like those.
Didn't Louisiana do something recently? We heard that they actually did something.
I couldn't answer. I just don't know.
Did something. Well, anyway, the bipartisan common sense bill, says Gardner, ensures the federal government will respect the will of voters, whether that is legalization or prohibition, and will not interfere in any state's legal marijuana industry. So that could still mean that if you are growing marijuana in a state where it's legal, but you're not following the state's demands about being a licensed grower, then in theory the federal government could still get involved there. The federal government will still be prohibiting marijuana, likely, I'm guessing, on its federal lands. And in states which still have prohibition, the federal government's prohibition will still apply. So this isn't a total rollback of federal cannabis prohibition at this point. But again, this thing hasn't even passed yet, so it's important to remind you about that. As we continue here, Danny is in New Jersey listening to WILN out of Wilmington. Hey, Danny.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, look, a small thing. Why do you think everybody's got a really bad opinion of marijuana when drinking is legalized?
Now, I don't think everybody has. Hold that thought, Danny. We'll bring you back after the news here. I don't think everybody has a negative opinion of marijuana. Now, if that's the experience you're having in your life where everybody you know does, we should talk about that because that doesn't happen in our lives here these days, not even on the radio. We can't get people to call against marijuana these days. We're coming up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.